Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hi, welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhake-Fenelon, and today's show is about Holy Week, and more specifically, three things to remember during this Holy Week of 2020. I'll give you a little preview of the show, just some ideas that I want to share with you about how to realize and remember that we have cause for real joy, even amid the devastation and difficulty of COVID-19. And I think you'll be a little bit surprised. I hope you are. And I hope that I will enlighten you during the show. But before we really get into the show, we have to open with prayer. And especially during this time, because we need our Lord so very badly. So we need to continually turn to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, these are tough times. You know it. We know it. We ask, Father, that You please, please send relief for our suffering. And please send us the graces to endure the suffering that You are asking of us right now. Father, this pandemic has caused problems throughout the world. And so we offer, Father, all of our suffering to You in union with our dear Lord's suffering on the cross. Help us to be strong and courageous, Father, please. Mother Mary, thank You. We know that You are ever caring, ever watchful, and that You are accompanying us through this ordeal. Thank You for that, dear Mother. Heavenly Father, please grant us open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and His Mother have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I'm Marge Steinhake-Fenelon, and I want to thank you for listening, for tuning in to this episode of Simply Holy. It's an important one, not only because of the time that we're facing with COVID-19, but because we are now in Holy Week. As I'm recording this, it's Palm Sunday. It's already begun. Holy Week has already begun. And it's a strange Holy Week. I have no doubt that you feel the strangeness as I do. right now. It's strange, and I don't mean strange as in as odd or something unnatural. What I mean is strange in the sense of the unfamiliar. Probably in our memories, unless perhaps we were in the military or, you know, in some situation in which we could not attend Holy Week services. But really, for those of us who are used to going to our parish throughout this week for the various liturgies, it's strange because we can't do that this year. And I want to point that out, this year. This is not forever, but it still feels strange, doesn't it? It's strange. It's unnatural. You know, here it is Palm Sunday, and you know what we did here in my family. We put nice clothes on, and we watched the parish mass. Ours was on YouTube, and we watched it and prayed along with it as if we were attending Sunday Mass. It was very beautiful, very helpful, but it was still strange. It was different. But this strangeness need not ruin the meaningfulness of the holy time that's now upon us. You see, it's how we deal with the strangeness that counts, that's going to make the difference. So I'm going to give you three things that I'm asking you to keep in mind during this Holy Week. The first one, please remember Jesus suffered and died for your sins. Do not forget that, please. Nothing can or will change that fact. It is a fact. Jesus suffered and died for your sins. Your Redeemer came. He came, and he came for you so that you would be able to enter the gates of heaven. You see, the Passion and crucifixion are a reality that you can cling to. And it cannot in any way be lessened or altered by any crisis or hardship, not even a world crisis. Nothing can change that Jesus suffered and died for your sins. Nothing. Nothing will change it. The second thing I'd like you to remember is that Jesus rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. Think about the meaning of that. He rose from the dead. He conquered death and sin. And in fact, he has conquered the world. You see, the battle already has been won for you, for me, for all of humankind. No COVID-19 pandemic, no canceling of church services and sacraments can put our Lord back into the grave and keep him there. His resurrection is a sure thing, and you can depend on it. Our Lord is more powerful than coronavirus. Our Lord is more powerful than shortages. Our Lord is more powerful than economic crisis. Our Lord is more powerful than quarantine and isolation. Our Lord is more powerful than fear or loneliness. He's more powerful. Trust me. Trust him. He proved that power by rising from the dead after 3 days in the tomb. My friend, Jesus has conquered the world. He has already conquered COVID-19. He's got us. It will be a hard time, but he still has us. if we worry about tomorrow, there really is no need, because he's already there. He's already there waiting for us tomorrow. Okay, the third thing, and this might even be the most important thing, although the other two points were extremely important, and this is, there is cause for joy. There is reason for joy. Think about it just for a minute with me, please. Perhaps it seems for you that the world is crumbling around you, and that I imagine, you may not be feeling very happy about it. And that's perfectly understandable. You know, I'm not happy about the fact that it can sometimes seem as though the world is crumbling around me either. It's tough. It's tough for all of us. But even with that, you can still have joy. I can still have joy. We can all still have joy, even if the world seems to be crumbling around us. Why? Because real joy comes from the grace of God. And despite your present difficulties, God's grace is available to you. God's grace is already present in your life, whether you're aware of it or not. All you need to do is ask for it, and it will be there. It will be there for you and for all those who you care about. And you can have joy in knowing that the church is your Savior, that Christ is your Savior, that God loves you, that the church will endure because Jesus promised us that. You can have joy in knowing that Jesus' mother, Mary, loves and cares for you just as he does. She accompanied her son, and we'll read about that this Holy Week. Well, if you're listening to services online, you'll hear it. You'll hear the stories. Pray the Stations of the Cross, especially, you know, contemplate that fourth station of the cross when Jesus meets his mother. She accompanied him. She did not leave his side in his suffering for a single second. She went all the way to Calvary with him. And she is walking our road to Calvary with us right now. She is accompanying you right now in your suffering. You are, we are, I am living the fourth station of the cross. We are suffering, we are in agony, and we can and should meet our mother on that road. She's there waiting for us. We just have to look up and see her beautiful face and acknowledge her presence. And she is there. Now, I do want to point out, and I want to remind you, and I've done this before, that even though we might not be able to gather in churches this week, you can participate online in Holy Week services. It doesn't take much now. There are so many to do a search in your browser and find. Oh, there's masses, it's all there. Adoration, all of these different resources. Make use of them. But I also would like to suggest to you that you take the time and create the space to read through the scriptures of this week on your own. You know, all of the readings for this week are, oh my gosh, they're awesome. And they're very, very meaningful. Each day, read it. Read it. Meditate it. You know, meditate upon it alone. if you are in a family situation, read it out loud together as a family and spend some time with that. Spend time with the readings. You know, it's one thing to listen to them while you're, you know, watching it online. But it's another thing to have the book in your hand, or even, you know, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, their website is awesome. It has all the readings for the week. So pull up those readings and read them to yourself slowly and prayerfully. Read them together as a family slowly and prayerfully. If you have a candle, light a candle. Somehow that adds a special touch to our time with Scripture. And think about what they mean to you in the here and now, now in this present time. If you ask Him to, Jesus will speak to you through Scripture. I think you will be surprised at what surfaces for you when you do this exercise. So, my friend, as we enter Holy Week, as we go further through Holy Week, please, please keep these three things in mind and urge others to keep them in mind as well. So first, nothing can change the fact that Jesus died for your sins. Nothing. Nothing can change that fact. Second, Jesus is more powerful than the coronavirus pandemic or any of its ensuing complications. Jesus is more powerful. His resurrection proves that. It's proof. And finally, there's a reason for joy. Real, lasting joy. And God will instill joy into your heart with His grace, if only you ask Him to. So, please, proceed through Holy Week not with fear and unhappiness, but with confidence in our almighty, all-knowing, all-loving, all-merciful God. For indeed, my friend, He has conquered the world. That is a fact, and you can count on that. Well, it's a lot to ponder, I know. And so I think I'm going to leave you with that, because those are big thoughts in a little space of time. As we go through this week, please let's remember that nothing can change the facts of the Passion, Crucifixion, and Resurrection, and that we have real reason for joy. Well, it's time to bring this episode to a close. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become part of my ministry of leading the world to Christ through Mary, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, or if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, during your retreat, at your event, please visit margefenelon.com. That's margefenelon.com. There is a wealth of awesome inspiration waiting for you there. I've been blogging and giving words of encouragement and sensible, practical ways of working through this time of COVID-19. So you'll find it all there. You can find my email there as well. So if you want to contact me individually, I would love that. I'd love to hear from you, and I will answer. I may not be able to get to it, you know, instantaneously, but I will do my best. I also am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all of those. So you find me online. Just search Marge Fenelon and you'll find me. I can't wait to hear from you. But before you go, I ask a very important favor. I ask that you help me to bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with the people in your life. Please share it, especially this episode, because we need joy. We need desperately. We need joy. We need confidence in the facts of the passion, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. So help others to help others. Pass it on. Thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect you. Please have a blessed, confident, joyful Holy Week.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyła of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.